Suicide. It's a complex and sensitive issue, and it's important to talk about it openly. Today, we will discuss the reality of suicide as the 11th leading cause of death in the United States and explore how technology might offer potential solutions on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to the Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 447, but who's counting?
And I'm Steve Lacy, and you're Phil Thompson.
That's right. Good job there, Steve. All right. Thanks, folks, for spending some time with us today. I got a guest that we're going to get to in just a moment, but how are you doing, Steve?
Doing great, batching it.
Yeah, your wife left you again.
She did. She left me again. So she is down in Mexico. With the wife of one of the other teammates on our team here as well. So they're best buds.
Yeah, and they're down in Rocky Point.
Yes.
Which is not too far from here. What, 3.5 hours, is it, from Tucson?
It's about 4 hours, I think.
About 4 hours or so. I think I made it in 3.5. But who's counting again? All right. So we're doing fine here. Thanks for being with us, folks. So let's get a couple things out of the way here business-wise. We have a webinar coming up October 22nd, and that webinar is called What Drives Your Stream? Master Your Church's Streaming Setup. And we're doing this in partnership with Stream Dudes. And so primarily this is going to be talking about streaming equipment. And so you can sign up at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Sign up today. And as I said, it's October 22nd. It's 12 noon Eastern time. Sign up at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Even if you don't plan to go, you could still sign up, because if you can't make it or something, or you we'll just send you the copy. We'll send you the recorded version of it. So yeah. webinar.streamingchurch.tv.
It's going to be knowledge. We are the streaming experts, and they are the streaming equipment experts.
So that's right.
We don't sell or maintain. We sometimes recommend, but they're the ones that do it day to day. So that'll be good.
Yeah, Stream Dudes. You can always check them out at streamdudes.com. Two great guys, Chris and John, good guys, and we're looking forward to that. So sign up for that as well. And while you're at it, this is brought to you by DailyDive365.com. Check out DailyDive365.com, and you might be surprised at what your sermon can do for you.
Yes, preach once, inspire daily.
That's right. All right.
Get
so
a daily message from your pastor and his voice.
Yeah, it's actually creates daily devotionals as well as some other things, and it's pretty cool stuff. So check it out, DailyDive365.com. I've already run into people that get it wrong. Somebody said the other day, Daily Drive? No, Daily Dive.
That was my former career, was my Daily Drive.
That's right. All right.
40-minute commute. All right, we're wasting time.
We're wasting precious time here. So our next guest hails from Ohio, my home state of Ohio. He's actually from Cleveland, Ohio, and he is with Missional Marketing. He oversees the research and development department. He also leads the AI division, AI for Churches, with AI podcast, newsletter, website, and Facebook group. He's also on the board at the Suicide Bridge Project, helping develop AI for Suicide Intervention Project. In fact, we met him at the GLUE 2024 Hackathon. And I mentioned this last week, but GLUE is a technology company based out of Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, and they specialize in providing software solutions for ministries and faith-based organizations. And so they have various tools and things out there, and that's where we met. So please welcome David Thorne to the Church Solutions Podcast. David, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great here in Cleveland.
That's right, in Cleveland. And so let me get off at the first question here, one of the most important questions of this podcast. How do you think the Guardians are going to do?
Well, by the time probably this podcast come out, that, you know, the future will have already happened. But as of this exact moment, I feel very positive about the Guardians. And I think we're going to keep going on in the playoffs. Hopefully by the time people listen to this, We have won the World Series.
All right, good. Actually, they'll hear it tomorrow, but all right.
Oh.
So, all right. So, the Guardians are the baseball team, and I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, so I followed the Indians, well, the Guardians now, and so we have that in common. All right. So, suicide. I was goofing around there, but let's get into something a little more serious. Suicide is now the 11th leading cause of death in the United States. Highest rates are among men, particularly white males, and they account for about 68% of all suicide deaths. Men are nearly four times more likely to die by suicide compared to women. And in addition to these completed suicides, an estimated 13.2 million adults seriously contemplated suicide, and 1.6 million made an attempt. So those are big numbers. And that's one of the reasons why we're talking to you today, David, because you presented something at the Glue Hackathon, and it was called what, the Suicide Bridge Project? Is that what it was called?
Yes, so the nonprofit that we're a part of, it, that I'm on the board of, is the Suicide Bridge Project, and we presented our project, which is the AI just for suicide intervention.
Okay. All right. So I'm dominating this podcast already, but I'll let Steve Lacey
Well,
ask you some questions about this.
explain, tell us more about the Suicide Bridge Project.
Yeah, so it started when the founder, who lives in San Francisco, he was a photographer, is a photographer, and one day he was walking across the Golden Gate Bridge and he saw somebody jump. And basically, from that day forward, he found a life calling and had was walking the Golden Gate Bridge every single day for over 6 years, just identifying people who are going to jump, talking to people, or even people after they've jumped, every part of the process. And we connected with him just about 2 years ago, and at Mission Marketing, where our expertise is in building online stuff and related to online tools for churches specifically. But we kind of said, what would happen if our powers combined and we could try to identify people who long before they ever end up at the bridge? And with that, we launched into and developed our AI for suicide intervention project, and that's kind of how it all got started.
Yeah. So I had the benefit of seeing the video, the presentation you guys did at the hackathon. And I think I remember from the video that you said that the city of San Francisco was getting involved with this. What were they doing to try to prevent suicides there?
Yeah, so the city of San Francisco built a net. Under it is basically about to finish a well over, I think, $400 million net under the Golden Gate Bridge. And does that work? It's one of the things where Jake, who has walked a bridge, has very strong thoughts on the matter. It's not a bad thing, but is it a good use of $400 million, and is it actually helpful? And that where we kind of said, well, imagine if we could build an electronic net for a fraction of that cost, where we actually intersect with people's lives where they actually live, which is online and in the search bar. And when they're searching online for some of the most complicated search things that they could search for related to suicide terms, what would happen if we could create a safety net and intersect with their lives at that exact moment and speak to them and help them?
Because I could see, I mean, even if this net was very successful, it's just going to drive the people to, well, okay, the bridge is out. Let's go find some other option, right? So
A
I've
hundred
actually,
percent.
yeah.
David, what sparked you to really get involved in this thing? I mean, you obviously have a passion for it, but
Yeah.
you didn't have to be involved in this project. Why did you get involved in it?
I would say everyone who is involved in it has a personal story. My background is in church planting, and so over the years of being a part of being a pastor, I've walked with families who've lost loved ones. I've worked with people who've lost loved ones. I have family members who've struggled with suicide ideation and attempts. And so it's one of those things when you start talking about suicide, I don't know how many people aren't touched in some way when you bring up topics of suicide ideation, depression, attempts, and so on. And I'm the same way. So it matters to me as I think it probably touches all of us in some way.
Yeah, I think, yeah, just about everybody has. I have stories. I mean, actually, in my family, I have a nephew that I lost to suicide in his early 20s, right in that target audience. And I also have a friend who's not a close friend, but he actually, where I grew up, we have a bridge as well that crosses our bayfront, and he actually jumped from the bridge, and he didn't pass away. But he was, it was severely affected him. But yeah, so yeah, it's a very serious, very common issue. So you talked about the safety net where people are going online. So how does this thing, how does it work? How
Yeah, that's a great question.
you're searching for, ways to, I don't know what you'd be searching for, and then
Yeah.
how does this project
Yeah.
intercept that person? How does that work?
Yeah, great question. So, I have to walk you through, kind of a few steps here is first knowing that Google offers nonprofits and churches up to $10,000 a month using the Google Ad Grant. And so if a person is a, 501c3 status, Google says you can have $10,000 a month in advertising on Google. Well, we said, well, we know a lot about that. So what would happen if we built campaigns around all of the search words, including what we said is we kind of view it like there's a spectrum. There's a spectrum that's very, very close of keywords to people actually considering jumping. So, suicide by bridge, how do I dot dot dot. You go up the stream a little bit, you say maybe have emotions like I'm feeling depressed and sad. And so we said, what would happen if we built pages that are sensitively talk directly to that person and then use the Google Ad Grant to run ads to those pages? So in that way, we can intersect with people who are searching for very specific keywords in Google, and then they'll land on a page that is built to sensitively and directly speak to them, which does not exist anywhere else online, which is the greatest travesty of this whole thing, is if you or I were struggling with anything along the spectrum and we searched in Google for help and we were desperate, there are basically no search results that would sensitively and directly speak to us as a human. They speak to the, hey, do you know a loved one who start, sure, those pages exist, but nothing will speak to you.
So how do you speak to these people?
Yeah, so that we the when someone lands on that page, that's where we kind of walk them through a traditional path where it says, you're on the right page. Welcome. You've landed here. You are exactly where you need to be. And then it kind of walks them through. For example, if you search for depression, you say, well, here's a little bit about depression. And then here's where the AI technology comes in, is, and this is where the tool that we've built, we're deploying it on these pages first, but this tool can be deployed anywhere. So that's where the AI tool comes in, is there's an AI tool we built on this page. It says, hey, are you struggling with depression? Or maybe is it something else? Share how you're feeling, right? There's a little text box, share how you're feeling, and we'll tell you what it is that you're going through. So a person, if you share, I'm struggling with blah, 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 that is built with AI technology that can identify if a person is at risk for suicide or not, along with identifying all kinds of other just sentiment, that whatever sentiment is in what they wrote, it identifies it. And the powerful thing about that is if a person is identified as being at risk for suicide, we can make something happen, as in we can bring up a text box that says, we suggest you do this. We've also built a chat bot that can talk to that person right in that moment. And there's all kinds of things we can do. But that technology is said it's currently built there, but imagine we're imagining and dreaming Imagine if we could build that technology into doctors' offices, bring it into schools, employ it in workplaces, add it to social media platforms. We dream of a world where we can identify individuals who are at risk much earlier. It's just the our what we call the Get Help pages is the first place we're deploying that technology.
So you've got to obviously, I think, steer people to a resource, right? And so, and it's such a delicate arena that you don't want people to go, oh, I'm out of here. I'm off this page. These guys are, this is lame or whatever. I'm not getting what I want. So how do you manage that? Do you have a set of resources that are lined up that you guys have vetted that you know that, hey, this is where we want these people to end up? Or how do you steer that course, right?
Well, and to your point, Steve, is that you're right. This is such a sensitive issue. I think that's where there are many organizations that they just kind of wash their hands of it. They're like, it's so dangerous. We just want to say, yeah, go somewhere else. And that's where I think the biggest resource that we have is the re biggest resource that everyone has in the world is the, dial. I think it's 988. I always forget the number. But to dial, it said if you're in an emergency, dial 911. And then if you are, just not in an emergency right this second, then dial 988. That's the biggest resource we offer. On the pages, we also created the ability for someone to receive text encouragement. So if somebody just says, "Hey, I'm not suicidal, but I'm just looking for encouragement." We built in the pages the ability for someone just to receive encouragement. We're just thinking about what is every technology at our disposal that we can employ and use to help people who are at risk somewhere along the spectrum to help turn them back for wherever they are.
So they're Googling, something, a phrase, you have a paid ad, it takes you, they go, oh, that sounds like what I'm interested in learning more about. It takes them to a page. Is it this page? Is it primarily, you talked about the chat. I'm envisioning it's primarily chat. Or because how are you getting feedback if it's not through chat from these people that are visiting the page?
Well, it's one of the things where it's not about us. Like, different than a traditional environment where you're looking for a lead. In this way, the primary thing we're looking is just for somebody to, scroll, to interact with the page, to engage with the chat bot, to write in the box, the sentiment analysis section. It's just engagement with that page. And we've built the emotion pages in such a way that it's all about engagement. There's multiple things you can do. You can interact with, how are you feeling right now? There's a quiz you can take where we also identify, hey, if you're feeling angry, do you feel this a little bit, a lot, sometimes, all the time? And we actually created some PDFs that where we kind of give you suggestions. Oh, if you're just struggling with this a little bit, we suggest you do these things. If you're struggling with a lot, okay, stop what you're doing. We suggest you call or text or message 988.
And is that what there's a suicide prevention line, right? Is that
Yep.
does that steer people? What's the relationship between the suicide prevention line and 988?
Th that's the that's the suicide and crisis lifeline is 988. That's
Okay.
the yeah.
Okay.
And so that's the national suicide, and we have no connection to that. And I mean, we don't own it. It's just that's if you go to Google and start searching for stuff, that's the most, kind of like 911, 988 is for people who struggle with suicide ideation. So if anyone's listening to this and they are struggling with suicide ideation, you should know about 988. You can call or text it.
Okay.
This seems like a really good idea, but what are some of the challenges that you've come up against with this thing so far?
Well, I'll tell you this. We brought in, I'll tell you, some of you guys should know about is we found this guy on on Upwork who we were looking for an engineer who can train AI. And we met this guy in India who works for Google, and he's basically this genius AI related guy who is an expert in predictive AI engineering. And so I would say that, and he just said, this is my life passion. For the past month, he has almost worked around the clock training large language models on stuff related to AI in his spare time, in his he's hardly sleeping. But the thing that's worth knowing is it is not cheap to train models on this stuff. You know, we're getting proprietary data and we're training models on how to predict suicide behavior. And it is not an easy process. It is not a short process. It is definitely not an inexpensive process. And so that's why people don't do it, is because it's hard and expensive and takes a lot of time. And that's one thing is where Sanjeev is his name, is just he's a genius. He works for Google and is just so smart on this stuff. But our biggest challenge and our challenge moving forward is just understanding that we've only just begun and scratched the surface of where we can go and need to go. And those are the three main challenges: is it's expensive, it's not easy, and it takes a lot of time to do.
So how's this effort funded?
So right now, we have our main founder of the Suicide Bridge Project is funding our initial effort. Our other kind of key stakeholders, like Sanjeev himself, has not taken much money. Like he's basically saying, I'm offering all of my expertise in doing this for free. He spent hundreds of hours working on it. And then between the group of us, we've been funding and scraping together money to account for the training costs, which are a lot. And just as an example, I mean, you could spend well over $10,000 in a week on just training an AI model. Just kind of exciting thing that we're working on right now. Right now in our Get Help pages, it's just text, but we are ready to include pictures, audio, and video. And our goal is to, so a person will very soon be able to a full multimodal experience to be able to identify if a person is at risk for suicide ideation, which is super exciting.
Yeah. From a technology standpoint, I mean, Google was there to provide answers, right? People would go and they search and it forms up web pages and that sort of thing. And what you guys are doing is getting to the answers using AI to get to the real heartfelt need that people are looking for. So there's a I mean, do you foresee that the search engines of the world will move towards this direction to give a much richer answer to people's questions or?
It's a complicated answer when you start talking about what Google will or won't do, because they really have a mind of their own. And that's some of those big companies, their number one thing is, how do we not get sued while offering people while we offer paying customers what they want while also not being sued? And so with sensitive issues like this, they really do try to distance themselves as much as possible. So it's one of those things where we have a team of just experts at Missional Marketing who all they do every day and all day are ride the whims of Google and figure out how to get around and navigate the nooks and crannies of what Google wants to succeed. And that's where we found things where sometimes we can't always go at something directly. We have to weave our way around it to get to what a person is searching for that Google is happy with. And we do that every single day.
Yeah, I think you're speaking for most businesses, churches, everybody out there, right? But
Right.
there's, yeah, you can't just put the ad word together because you may, it may not fit, and you know, it may not there, it may get rejected. We've run into that. We do these webinars. How innocent are these webinars coming up? And we had Phil, our distinguished host, blocked what it was a couple of webinars ago where we were blocked like six times for an ad. It was on the Facebook side, it wasn't Google side. But we couldn't figure it out. We're like, why are they blocking it? And they just kind of give us some general response. And anyway, we eventually try something different and try something different. Anyway,
Finally, we got
and
rid of my video, and they were like, okay, it's good now. They
yeah.
just didn't
But
like my video.
navigating that is tough. So where is this project at? Is it live? Is it in its infancy? Is
Yeah.
it, I mean, is there, what are the funding prospects as well for, you know, if everything's expensive and if it's funded by this photographer out of San Francisco, that's going to be really, it's not going to go very far, right?
Yeah. So there's a few answers to that. One is the Get Help pages, which are the pages we talked about related to Google. Those are live. And what happens is we will identify local nonprofits across the country who we can help them get their five, or we can't help them get their 501c3, but if they are a 501c3 status and they're interested in you know, helping their community, their state, their area, to have their own safety net, then we will launch a version of the Get Help pages using the Google Ad Grant for their area. So they would be spending that $10,000 in Google Ads for the area. And so that's ready to be launched right this second. We just
Oh.
are, what we're going to do is we'll begin reaching out to nonprofits who are in governments. I mean, anyone who just wants to say, I want to build a safety net online for my area. And then we're ready to launch that right this second.
That includes churches, right?
Yeah, churches can do that as well. I mean, like churches could also sponsor a safety net for their area as well. So yeah, 100% churches.
I would assume that that would also be one of the resources that the AI may steer people towards, to your local church, or I don't know, is that the way it works, or is that part
Yeah,
of their?
it's one of those things where at Missional Marketing, we have a series of 125 pages built around topics like this. And that's kind of where our expertise kind of said, we've done this. We show millions of ads every single year to people using the Google Ad Grant. What if we applied that over here? Now, a church could use our Get Help pages as well. But it's one of those things where what we will probably do is backfill, kind of take what we've learned from the Get Help pages and make a more Christianized version similar to what we have on our what we call the real life pages on Missional Marketing. But for people who are interested in just purely, it's not about the church, but we just want to help people, the Get Help pages are ready right this second. For the church specific ones, that's probably more on Missional Marketing side, the real life landing pages, that version over there.
All right.
So funding wise, you mentioned
Yeah.
what's the funding picture look like?
So that's the other thing we're working on right this second is we're nailing down the final details between the Suicide Bridge project and also the software company, Missional Software, who are working together for this project. We're nailing down some of those details so that we can talk to individuals who are either interested in funding us, like getting like a series, I think it's Series C funding, if they want to invest in the Suicide Bridge project, or if they just want to donate. So that's where, because it's both kind of for profit and nonprofit, a person could decide to donate or they can decide to invest and eventually get money back from their investment. And so we're basically in the final stages of talking with our lawyers to nail that down specifically so that when people give money, they can figure out which way they want to go.
So if I'm investing, how do I get my, where do the proceeds come back? Where's, I mean, it's not a business selling a good, right? That's making a profit, or it, explain that part of it,
Yeah,
the
sure.
investment part.
So with that bot, like that, when I mentioned the fully multimodal thing, that can be deployed anywhere. So eventually that could be offered to a school and the school could pay for it.
Okay, gotcha.
Offered to a doctor's office or doctor system or a work system, and it's deployed within Slack or deployed within a deploy for parents and is built within a social media app. So those are places where eventually somebody could recoup money. I just went to the AI conference in San Francisco about a month ago, and every single company out there, like, this is what they do. You train a model, you find your niche of what you're trying to of the problem you're trying to solve, and then you figure out a way that it solves a real world problem. And so the technology we're talking about here, 100% can be deployed anywhere to solve a real world problem.
Well, we're running out of time here. David, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so I would say you could go to suicidebridgeproject.org is a good place to start. Is the suicidebridgeproject.org is our nonprofit, and probably just start a conversation there. If you try to find me, I'm lots of places talking about AI related stuff on Twitter. I mean on
X.
TikTok. On TikTok, I'm Dr. Thorne. Those are my initials, Dr. Thorne. And you could check out our Facebook group, AI for Churches. So those are a few very easy places. I'm on LinkedIn as well. So a few places you could find me personally if you want to just ask me more questions and keep the conversation going.
Speaking of asking questions, we're talking about a very sensitive subject here. But it's also a topic that we know has reached the minds of a lot of people. What would you say to somebody listening to this podcast right now that's maybe contemplating suicide?
Yeah. Probably from what I've learned from just talking to a bunch of, psychologists and psychiatrists and, people counselors over this past, year, is just saying not now. In this moment, if you are struggling and you're thinking that this is the end, this is the moment you need to go, end your life, just not today. Just don't do it today. Stop and talk to somebody. Pick up your phone, text somebody, walk somewhere, go find another human, call 911. But whatever you do, just not right now.
I think that's good. That's good advice. All right. David Thorne's been our guest today on the Church Solutions podcast. And you heard how you can reach out to David. If you missed all that, you just want to reach out to us, you can do so by going to streamingchurch.tv. We have a chat box, or you can send us an email, support@streamingchurch.tv. We're out of time. David, thank you so much for spending some of your time today with us talking about this important subject.
Yes, thanks so much.
And thank you, Mr. Steve Lacey.
I'm glad to be here.
And most of all, we appreciate those of you listening to the Church Solutions podcast or watching. Be sure and subscribe if you have not yet. And again, if we can help you, if anything, reach out to us. My name is Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.